Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
Mark Reardon.
It's Donald Trump's party, and his GOP opponents can cry if they want to.
Woke has to stop, because along with everything else, it's destroying our country.
Mark Reardon.
We'll fight hard.
Sitting in his golden palace, Mar-a-Lago, muscling other countries like he's Tony Soprano with a social media site.
Woke is bullshit.
This is the Mark Reardon Show.
All right, here we go for a Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Sue Thomas is still off. Let's get rocking and rolling on the roundtable. Jane, how are you?
I am doing fantastic.
Well, this is going to be an interesting one because we have a lot to cover this afternoon. And look, we have friends together in the room. Ed Rohde is here. He used to be the press secretary for Mayor Slay. He's a longtime personal friend. I think it's been a while since you've been in here in the studio with me. Ed, it's great to see you. You split your time a little between Missouri and I don't know where else.
Arizona.
It's a secret location, right? Thank you for coming in. And you know Greg Keller. Everyone knows Greg Keller, who is with us, Republican consultant, the founder of Atlas Strategy. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Mark.
Wait, wrong mic. There we go.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. I'm a little confused with Sue not being here. My microphone tendencies are off just a little bit, so just work with me on that. Look, since I left the air yesterday, it's been a little crazy. Of course, a big attack on Iran, and then Israel is getting retaliation this afternoon. Here's Trey Yangst, who's doing some great work on Fox with his coverage.
And we can see flashes in the skies over Tel Aviv. Just pull out of this shot here a little bit, Yaniv, and I'm just going to talk to my cameraman while we're talking here. So there are some interceptors. Okay, there are interceptors coming in off the sea.
So he's doing this live, and this was only a couple hours ago, and then he did have to take cover.
Okay, there's just a massive amount of fire coming to Tel Aviv right now. Yaniv, get ready to pull it off the stick. Get off the sticks. All right, let's go. Time to go. Okay. Guys, come on, everyone move. Everyone move now. Stay with us. Stay with us. Pick up the gear.
That sounds pretty scary there.
Israel is under a massive ballistic missile barrage. I have never seen such an attack against an Israeli city. The amount of air defense that you saw going off there it's unprecedented.
So I want to play you one more thing, because one of the things that's unique about what happened in Iran is and this happened with Ukraine and Russia a couple of weeks ago, there was like a Trojan horse aspect to this.
This was a years-long operation, and Israeli operatives smuggled guided missile systems into Iran, and they placed them near air defense sites and then remotely activated them the moment the air campaign started. They also used undercover civilian vehicles with hidden launch systems inside, and they were driven into Iran ahead of time and used to knock out Iranian air defenses from within the country.
Keller, I'm going to start with you on this because, look, this has been a long time coming. It's not like we weren't anticipating even something this week. The Israelis seemed to be more than hinting toward it. The Americans were being evacuated from certain locations. I have Congresswoman Ann Wagner coming on. She's been briefed on all of this, some of the things she can share, some she can't because they're classified. I support this attack because we've been trying to do something diplomatically with these nukes in Iran for a long time. But if you look out there on the interwebs, on the X, formerly Twitter, with some of the MAGA right, they say, look, this is not what I voted for. So what do you think about the attack? There's retaliation. This is going to continue into the weekend. Is the U.S. involved even too much at this point, even though we don't have troops on the ground or anything like that?
I think President Trump has played it exactly right. I think you look at what Democrat predecessors have done, someone like Barack Obama, for instance, and his solution to the Iranian terror regime was to drop literally billions of dollars of cash on pallets into Iran in order to try to buy them off. That's what's been funding all of these terror attacks against our number one ally, Israel. So I think Trump is handling it exactly right. The other thing I would say is thank God for Iron Dome. This is the technology that is intercepting all of these Iranian missiles, nearly all of them, coming into Israel. I would simply remind you that every single Democrat of note at the time opposed the Iron Dome technology under Ronald Reagan. Walter Mondale, Gary Hart, Michael Dukakis, Joe Biden, basically everyone who the Democrats eventually nominated to be president of the United States were insanely wrong on this issue, probably because they, too, wanted the Iranians to win this thing.
I did not have Gary Hart reference on my bingo card this afternoon. Ed, do you think the attack is certainly warranted, and how much will the U.S. be involved here?
I do. I do support Israel. I think they did the right thing. What concerns me, and I have to disagree with Greg, I think President Trump is part of the problem and his foreign policy is part of the problem. I think he's demonstrating that he's not necessarily willing to stand with our allies. And I think our allies are going to do what they have to do for their own survival. So Israel attacking first, I totally support that and think it's the right thing. But I do agree with Greg that the Iron Dome is a good thing. I'm glad it's there. But, you know, I'm scared of what this retaliation is going to look like and who's going to attack Israel.
Yeah. Well,
next.
And Jane, Trump kind of gets to have it both ways. And I think that that's maybe important right now because he did commit to no more foreign wars. He doesn't want more lives risked. However, this is a significant problem with Iran. And I think we're all for diplomacy if diplomacy works. Diplomacy ain't working. It's certainly not working with Russia and Ukraine. It's not working between Israel and Gaza. But this is a far more serious step in a direction that is uncomfortable. And we even have reporting right now that, you know, we are involved in shooting some of these missiles down. There was Jen Griffin from Fox is doing some great reporting. The B-2 bomber has been mentioned. There's no indication that they've been sent from Whiteman, but obviously there's a Missouri connection as well here.
Well, and my concern is that, you know, this is all a proxy war with Russia and the United States. I mean, we're the ones behind each side. And so, you know, I don't think we're going to be able to sit on the sidelines for all that long.
Unlikely.
And so, you know, Trump said, you know, solving Ukraine was going to be easy. Everything was going to be easy. Well, it's not easy.
So easy.
And this is, this makes it really real. And we are one step away from, you know, Russia and the United States being, you know, physically at odds. And that becomes a very big world problem.
Well, that's where I think, you know, where I've seen some of the people on, I would say, the MAGA side. I don't like pigeonholing anyone, but these are the people that I see that are more hardcore on Trump and always have been, where they've expressed some discomfort about what's happening right here. Now, Greg, if we're being honest, there's a part of the Trump supporters that are pretty anti-Semitic. I mean, I think Tucker Carlson has dragged himself into some situations that have been uncomfortable for me. I support Israel, their right to exist and their right to defend
themselves.
But yeah. There have been some people on our side of the equation that have not declared that as confidently as others, I think, it's safe to say.
Anti-Semitism is definitely a problem. We have a small problem with that in the Republican Party. I would simply remind you that the person that the Democrats were going to nominate for president, Josh Shapiro, is governor of Pennsylvania, they couldn't because he happens to be Jewish. We have a small problem in the Republican Party. The bigger problem is in the Democrat Party, where you cannot win a primary if you are Jewish.
Well, and the other thing is, too, we got these fools that are going to be protesting all weekend and, you know, I mean, you know, these paid protesters who are anti-Semitic. So, I mean, it really concerns me that I agree the Democratic Party has more problems with it. But the fact that both parties have an anti-Semitism problem is very disconcerting. I'm like, where did these people, did they not go to school?
It's shocking to me.
What do they not understand? And so that's frustrating to me. But what I don't want is the Israelis to think that we're not going to have their back. And, you know, I mean, are we?
I think the message is being sent that we are going to have their back.
Like, but militarily. Then, he said he wasn't getting involved in a war, but once you start sending troops,
here, look,
planes,
I think we're involved in a war right now, okay? And,
yeah.
And Anne will address that when she's on in the 5 o'clock hour. I don't think there's any doubt that we're going to assist in this effort. The question becomes,
then Russia
how,
gets in.
Well, that's where it gets complicated.
Yep.
And I don't know what the answers are because, you know, I completely think, look, I don't know how much you guys would go back to 25 years ago, but when we were talking about weapons of mass destruction and things like that, I never even thought that George W. Bush made the best case for going into Iraq. I thought Tony Blair was the guy that actually made a stronger case about what the potential damage from WMDs could
scarier.
Be.
Right? I think the evidence here is 50 times worse.
That's my point. Because back then, I think we felt like we had the evidence, and I think that the greater good was, hey, we got to stop these madmen from getting a hold of weapons that can really, and, you know, if you see this, I keep talking about this, Ed, I was talking about the Osama bin Laden documentary that's on Netflix, which is outstanding right now, but you think about the consequences, I'm actually rather shocked that there has not been a broader attack in this country from a foreign power, from some sort of chemical weapon or something like that, nukes aside. These are realistic issues that you have to deal with on a foreign level that could affect Americans, and we're very lucky that they haven't been affected. But if you don't nip it in the bud in this way, then what are you facing, right?
Yeah, I think this is very scary. Like we had talked about before the show, I mean, what happens if Iraq attacks Israel or some of their other adversaries attack? I mean, where do we go as Americans? I mean, I feel like we have to step in, and I'm not convinced that we are. I mean, this is very scary.
We have to defend democracy. I mean,
what's about Western? Jane, you and I have agreed on this. This is about Western civilization,
versus
right?
And I'm telling you, and it's that is the mandate here. Is Western civilization going to survive and thrive, and or are we going to allow, you know, this radicalism to take over, you know, various parts of the world?
It will be interesting, and we're going to talk about this in the next segment, but when you go to what might happen, and I hope it stays peaceful over this weekend, it's going to be difficult to distinguish between the Mexican flags and the Palestinian flags at this point, because the colors are,
well,
you know,
and they all join
anyway.
In.
Well,
that's what frustrates me is these, you know, these protests turn into everybody's grievances.
Hang in there. We're one segment into the Reardon Roundtable on a very busy Friday afternoon. Jane Duker, Ed Rohde, Greg Keller. We're coming back with more in a moment. Sue Thomas is out today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, we got a great panel today. Jane will be here. She's going to hang out also a little bit in the 4 o'clock hour. Sue Thomas is off. She'll be back on Tuesday. Ed Rohde is here, political consultant, former press secretary for Mayor Francis Slay. Greg Keller, Republican consultant, founder of Atlas Strategy Group. Before we move on from Israel here, and it may come up again a little bit later in the show, but a couple of weird dynamics. So, and I was not even aware of this, but Scott Jennings, who is a contributor to the show and also a personal friend, is in Israel right now and stuck there because of the situation. You know who else is also there? Caitlyn Jenner. How about those dynamics? I just wanted to kind of dangle that out there. I don't know if they're having an affair or something.
I don't know what to say about
that. That's a little weird.
So,
Keller, before yesterday, we all pay attention to politics. Did you know who this bozo was from California, Senator Padilla?
Padilla, I did know him. I believe he was appointed rather than elected originally.
Right, but nobody really knew who he was until he busts in. He does this yesterday, and he claims that he's the victim.
I was there peacefully. At one point, I had a question. And so I began to ask a question. I was almost immediately forcibly removed from the room. I was forced to the ground, and I was handcuffed.
Okay, while that is true, there's more to it, but one more cut from him.
I'll let the law enforcement speak to how this was, situation was handled, but I will say that it's people need to identify themselves before they start lunging at people that during press conferences.
If you look at the video, that was Kristi Noem. If you look at the video, it showed Padilla trying to walk up to Kristi Noem while she was speaking at the podium. And yeah, they grab him because they don't know he's a United States senator. He's not recognizable. He's not wearing his pen. He is, you know, he's a senator now. Because
Is he a senator? Because that's right. He moved.
See, that's my entire point. Nobody knew who this guy was. Mm-hmm. And he crashes into this thing wearing kind of a blue cover up, if you will. So this, I said yesterday when I played this audio, this is a guy by the name of Carter Evans who was in the room. He's a CBS reporter. I'm actually surprised if he has his job today because he called it like he saw it. He said, look, they didn't know who he was.
He indicated that he didn't identify himself and that people who want to ask a question should identify themselves before making a move toward the podium. I'm really not surprised that they responded in the way that they did when someone is making an unexpected rapid move towards the podium where the DHS secretary is speaking.
So even on CNN last night, they had a security analyst, former FBI agent by the name of Josh Campbell, who defended Kristi Noem and said that, you know, the video is pretty clear. They didn't know if this was a risk. What if it was a risk, right? If it was not a United States senator who was busting into the room and it's someone we've seen an assassination attempt multiple on the president, you don't know what's going to happen. So I think the security did the right thing. But Jane, Schumer, all the typical sources, right away, they use this because it's theater. We understand political theater. We know that that was a stunt. I think he sounded all emotional about being handcuffed and put to the ground. I think it's his own damn fault that that happened, but your side wants to use it as a weapon right now.
I'm you know, look, I've been pretty clear that I'm fed up with, you know, these performative sort of, you know, these stands. I mean, look, these protests, they're not going to change one person's mind. I'm all for protesting or doing, if you actually can get change. But the stunts that are happening aren't making Democrats, you know, they're it's not making their fortunes any better.
It doesn't seem like they are. Maybe making it worse.
In fact, it's worse. And so, you know, when you talk to normal people in the party, like Carville and Emanuel and these people, they're like, you know, can we just get back to the issues that American people care about? Nobody cares that this senator got tackled. They don't.
Nobody cares that he got tackled. But what he was trying to point out is, and this is what the talking point said right away, said, look, if this will happen to a United States senator, what can happen to the farm worker or the hotel worker or something? Well, they are professional victims, but that's the narrative. And I think that that's what they were going for. But it misreads why the country voted in large part for Donald Trump to be president, doesn't it?
It does. And look, at the end of the day, if you act like a fool, there's going to be consequences for your bad behavior. I think that the Secret Service or whomever, like, handcuffed this guy did the right thing. This would have been very easily resolved if he would just wore a Senate pin, right?
Right.
Put on himself. He was trying to get a confrontation with what he did. He got it.
He got it.
And here's where we're at. I'm sorry. I just think that that's
wrong. What was he
going to
do? That's what I don't understand. What was your end game, dude?
Well, I think the end game is they're trying to it's disruption. But Greg, we got to back up now because we have to go to what happened over the weekend and the chaos that ensued and whether or not the National Guard should have been involved. Because, of course, Gavin Newsom throws down. I think Gavin Newsom makes things worse a couple of nights ago. I do think that I want to be careful about this because, you know, one of the complaints that they had is that this is in a small, concentrated area. And there's truth to that in downtown L.A. But there's also truth to the fact that bricks were being thrown at police cars, that cars were being set on fire. Mm-hmm. So the question then becomes, and we've experienced this in St. Louis firsthand in Ferguson, do you wait for the looting to get out of control and for people to get killed and for more fires to start, or do you just try to control that, which is what President Trump did? I'm shocked that you can't have more people on. And we have sane Democrats in the room right now that we can't have more people on that side saying, look, first and foremost, we want to protect our city. We want to protect our businesses right now.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think you do exactly what Governor Kehoe has done, which is take a proactive approach and say, this will not stand. Governor DeSantis in Florida said, listen, if you're being menaced in your car, on a highway, on a road, they are trying to stop you from driving. They are assaulting your car. They are about to rip you out of your car. Run them over.
He pretty much said that yesterday.
Yes.
I was kind of surprised.
And the
by
law
that.
Enforcement and the attorney general have done the exact same thing. You mentioned Gavin Newsom and him talking about how it was supposedly this horrible thing that this senator was detained and arrested. I will remind you, 5 years ago, Democrat governors like Gavin Newsom were arresting people for going outside without wearing a mask.
On the beach.
Democrat governors all over the country were arresting people for having more than five people over to their home for Easter over a seasonal coronavirus with an infection fatality rate of 0.01%. So it's a little rich coming from him.
Well, then the question becomes, President Trump addressed this, who's paying for all this?
These are paid insurrectionists. These are paid troublemakers. They get money. And when you take a look at what they do, where they show up and everyone's saying, what's he doing? He's pounding the curbs. This one guy's pounding the curb, breaking the curb and handing big pieces of granite. In some cases, it's granite and concrete to other people. And they're running out with it. And then we watch the other people and they try and throw it into the face of the soldiers. They go up on bridges. They drop it down on the cars as the cars are moving. They're not breaking the curb because they're doing a demolition service. They're breaking it to hand out to people as a weapon. It's bad stuff. I've never seen that before.
Well, you know, we've seen it here in St. Louis.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Senator Hawley's gotten involved here saying, hey, we're going to track down who is paying for this.
Yeah, I just want to be clear about this and hope that everyone realizes this. The people who are doing this is Antifa. What Antifa is it is the paramilitary arm of the Democrat Party. It is one and the same. There is no daylight between the Democrats and their paramilitary Antifa arm who is doing all of this rioting, who burned down our city 4 or 5 years ago over a couple career criminals. They are funded by the same people. You see Democrats, particularly in the media, all out there all the time defending these people. This is the paramilitary arm of the Democrat Party. And when you see this kind of lawlessness in urban areas, just know these are Democrats. They are paid Democrat operatives.
They're actually they're anarchists. They're not real Democrats. I mean,
But some of the people in your party, Jane, are Karen Bass is someone who's cozied up with the Castro regime, right? These are people who lead the party, whether you want to admit it or not. I mean, AOC's in that camp. You're not in that camp. Ed Rohde's not in that camp. Many of the people we have on the show are not in that camp.
John Fetterman
is not in that camp. No. He sides with President Trump on that. But there's less sanity, seemingly, on the other side, on your side, than there is sanity on this issue.
Which I don't get, because it's just making voters afraid to vote for Democrats. Because, you know, look, we all suffer from post-traumatic stress here in St. Louis. When these riots begin, you think, oh my God, it's going to happen here again. And I worry about our police officers who can, in the city, can be in a no-win situation no matter what they do. And, you know, their crisis understaffing. I don't know what the plan is for the protests all weekend. I hope there is one.
Well, and also somebody pointed out, I've mentioned this a couple of times, I had a listener say, look, we already, and we cover this almost on a weekly basis on this show, We already have drained resources. Right. We have a tornado-ravaged city.
Absolutely.
Which, you know, property is trying to be protected in parts of North City. The police are doing what they can. We've seen some of these things get out of control, what happened in Holly Hills a few weekends ago, right?
Right?
So what are we going to anticipate this weekend? And will the resources even be there?
No.
And I'm not blaming the cops at all.
There is crisis understaffing in the police department. So without the possibility of the state bringing in the National Guard, we would not be able to put down a riot if we needed to. I just these guys have been doing 12-hour shifts for, you know, the whole duration, for a month, and they're exhausted. And I mean, I get notes from these people all the time. They are exhausted, and now they've been told that they're January 4th, no holiday, everybody's staying, all the leave time's been revoked.
You mean the 14th, you mean tomorrow?
No, I mean all the way July 4th.
Oh, they're already telling 4th. Them. I'm sorry, you said
and
January.
They're already telling them. So, you know,
because they don't know what they're going to encounter.
And to Greg's point, you call them Antifa. I call it the nonprofit industrial complex. There are a lot of nonprofits, especially in the city of St. Louis, that are nothing more than political arms that are being funded with government dollars.
By our tax dollars.
And that's where President Trump could actually be of help, when he could start investigating these fake nonprofits that are just political arms. They're the ones who stage all these protests.
I think Senator Hawley has indicated he wants to look into that. But
I hope
there's
he does,
no denial
right here
locally. Look, Megan, we don't have to guess which side Megan Green, the Board of Aldermanic President, is going to be on these issues, right? She's going to be on the side of the anarchists.
Right. And
she is, it's problematic. And I think Greg was right earlier. I think I'm glad that Governor Kehoe is being proactive with this. I mean, look, at the end of the day, I'm a law and order guy, right? The part that bothers me about all these protests and all that, at the end of the day, when you're like shutting down highways and you're shutting down roads and you're throwing bricks at police, this is impacting regular people, right?
It is.
People that are just trying to get to their job, to do their work, to visit their family, to go to doctor's appointments. And those are the people being impacted by these protests and these riots. And I actually think President Trump has a responsibility, if the governor of California isn't going to do it, to shut this down. I mean, regular people are being impacted by this. That's the part, honestly, that bothers me.
Well, did you see that video?
Yeah, we played the audio of it the other day. Do you know the video of what happened? And this was in New York City, and there was a white, you know, kid with a man bun who was stopping an African American woman. She gets out of her car. She's like, "I'm just trying to get to work." And they acted like her problem didn't even exist. And the guy actually says, "Job." He scoffs at the notion that he has a job. And that's what we've seen, you know, pretty consistently.
What about the Palestinian children? She's like, "I have my child in the car and I need to go to work. I don't want to get fired. I'm not going to interfere with your protest. Just let me drive through." I couldn't believe, and sadly, we've gotten to the point where there's a whole group of people in society who just don't get how horrible that is. I mean, they've lost their minds.
You know, one thing that did happen before we move on from the immigration front, and again, Keller, this is something where some of the harder MAGA folks are pushing back on. President Trump, in his Q&A yesterday, which was very lengthy, was asked about by Peter Ducey about farm workers and hotel workers. And there is concern. Obviously, one of the reasons the temperatures are so hot, they say, look, he said he was going to go against criminals, right? Well, he talked about mass deportations, and that was pretty clear. But he did say there's going to be an announcement soon about something related to, we don't want to hurt our farmers, we don't want to hurt the hotel workers. So that's being interpreted on the hard MAGA side as, he's already talking about amnesty.
Yeah, and listen, you got to lead with the blunt force trauma on something like this, because the Biden administration let 15 million illegal aliens into this country over the course of 4 years. 1 million of those people have existing deportation orders and or are convicted criminals. Those are the people who they have been focusing by and large on getting out of the country. I tend to agree that, yes, we need to make sure that we get these dangerous illegals out of the country, that our borders actually mean something, but that we do so in a way that is not tanking the American economy. I will tell you that the stock market is up since Trump came into the White House. Employment is up. Inflation is down. I think he's running the right course.
Oil price is going to go up, I think, here in due fashion. We'll have to keep track of that. Hang on. It's a Reardon Roundtable on a Friday. We got two more segments to go. Greg Keller, Ed Rohde, Jane Duker.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We started with the situation between Israel and Iran, and it seems like Tel Aviv is still under attack this afternoon. At this moment, we're going to keep tracking that. We'll have the very latest on Fox News. And then Congresswoman Ann Wagner is going to join me in the 5 o'clock hour with her reaction and some news about that as well. We have Jane Duker on the panel this afternoon. We have Greg Keller, Republican consultant, and Ed Rohde, Democrat political consultant, former press secretary for Mayor Slay. I'll let you insiders explain a little bit of what happened. Greg, I'll start with you with the special session, because this was a little underplayed given the nature of all the news this week with immigration, et cetera. We did have a bill that made it to Governor Kehoe's desk. It went back and forth between the House and the Senate. A lot of our typical Republicans, who are often where you are in standing right now on the panel, did not support this. There's money and incentives for the Kansas City Royals and the Chiefs. That's somewhat controversial. Your thoughts on what eventually passed? Some of it has tornado relief for St. Louis, so it's wide ranging.
Yeah, my initial thought is that Mike Kehoe is a winner. You know, Mike Kehoe sets a priority, and he generally achieves it. He had a very successful legislative session. He just had a very successful special session. When he first announced a special session in order to keep both the Royals and the Chiefs in the state of Missouri, people thought that it was a mistake. People thought that the odds on it were very long, no pun intended. See what I did there? And he ended up being successful, not just in increasing the tornado aid here in St. Louis, but also most likely keeping the Royals, who are owned by John Sherman, and of course the Chiefs, who are owned by the Hunts, here in Missouri. Huge win for Mike Kehoe.
We don't know that the Royals are going to stay for sure, right? I mean, you think that that's cemented because Kansas is opening up the checkbook. I mean, I think the Chiefs are pretty much a done deal. You think the Royals are for sure, because they're talking about a downtown stadium in Kansas City, right?
Yes, they are. I will say that I do believe both of the sports teams, or at least the Chiefs, after we pass this multi-$100 million deal out of Jefferson City in order to keep them here, their initial response was, great, we'll get back to you. We're going to see what Kansas does before we make a decision.
But so let me play devil's advocate, because there could have been someone on the panel outside of you, like Nick Schroer, or someone else, that would have said, look, these are billionaire handouts to these rich owners. People in Missouri are sick and tired of that. Now, it's different when the Cardinals are involved. We're like, uh-oh, we're going to panic about the Cardinals moving. The same thing in Kansas City. Everyone has different perspectives based on maybe whether they're loyal to the team, fans of the team. These are complicated issues. There's always handouts involved. But you can't deny that a bunch of Republicans in a supermajority said, no, we're not going to do this.
Yeah, they got a fair number of votes out of it. I think in the House, they got something like 50 votes, which is nothing to sneeze at. They got past the 18 votes that they needed in the Senate, but there was absolutely, and I understand where these people are coming from. I'm on the board of the Show Me Institute, who oppose these subsidies very strongly. I totally understand the idea that we shouldn't be giving money to billionaires when we can't cut taxes.
But we just did!
When we can't cut taxes for Missouri families. I think we need to stay focused on cutting income taxes for Missouri working families, and anything that gets in the way of that is a problem.
Look, you don't want to be the governor when the Chiefs and the Royals leave. So, I understand.
That's delicate,
yes,
to say the least, right?
To say the least. So, it's hard for me to begrudge. I think Democrats got a lot out of that bill. And I think...
when you say a lot, you mean, tornado relief or other
tornado
things?
Tornado relief, and then there was the, capital project in Columbia, Senator
Stephen Weber.
The nuclear reactor.
There were some bennies for a lot of different people. And what it shows is that, Governor Kehoe is willing to work with reasonable people. And I applaud that. And yeah, it got more expensive. And democracy is ugly. And... I understand that people want to be purists, and the Freedom Caucus and others, they want to be purists. But purists is not democracy is not based on that. It's this give and take. He told you who he was. He's a deal maker for the people of Missouri.
I don't criticize Governor Kehoe, but what I would say is that this is him. Ed, you would agree. Look, to a certain extent, some of this is a microcosm of what's going on in Washington with the big, beautiful bill.
Big, beautiful bill.
You have both sides, different sides of both parties pulling at different, aspects of that. Rand Paul says he got disinvited to the White House picnic, and he's the first United States senator that's been disinvited from the White House picnic because of his opposition to the big, beautiful bill. But I agree with Jane on the purist issue, because everyone wants to be a purist. They don't understand that practically, in practicality-wise, in politics, and you've been around it a long time, that's not, unfortunately, how things work. Now, in Missouri, it's a little different because we have to balance our budget. So at least we have that. At the federal level, things spiral out of control and it gets crazy. But there are a lot of people out there in this side of the state and elsewhere, maybe in rural parts of the state, saying, hey, what are we doing here? We didn't vote for the Democrat because we thought the Republican wouldn't do this stuff.
Well, I came of an age and cut my teeth when Democrats and Republicans worked together to, move the state and the region forward. And I still support that. I agree with Greg that when we went into this special session, I was thinking, there's no way the governor's going to get any of this done.
He got a lot done.
A friend reminded me, the guy was a car salesman at some point, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, what? The guy knows how to get a deal done, and I am thoroughly impressed because, like Jane said, everybody got something they need out of it. That's how government's supposed to work. I know you're going to get the purists on both sides that are going to be upset, and I know they already outed the head of the Freedom Caucus or whatever they call themselves, but...
Nick Shore has taken over as the head. But look, the thing about that is Nick is not Bill Eichel, okay? And I think Nick understands the fundamentals of compromise, and he's going to stake a position, and he did. He was on my show a couple of times talking about this. I think that the next step for the Freedom Caucus or for some of the Republicans who did not vote for this, Greg, you can agree or disagree, is to work on these tax issues and some other fiscal sanity moving into the next session, right?
Right.
I agree. I think that Nick is someone who's going to focus on getting wins for the Freedom Caucus. I think Eichel was great. He is one of the most talented politicians in all of Missouri. I worked in that primary for Kehoe. I know that firsthand. Bill Eichel is a very talented guy, and he took the Freedom Caucus very far. I do think that Nick is going to be more focused on getting wins for the Freedom Caucus. I think he is going to be focused on tax cuts. My concern about the Freedom Caucus is they really split in this special session.
Yeah, they did.
They have four members in the Senate. Two of them voted for the stadium deal.
Yep.
Two of them voted against it.
Yep.
So you wonder, are people, when they are making deals in Jefferson City or trying to get people on board, are they not going to be going to the Freedom Caucus because maybe they fear they're not as reliable as they had been?
That's what happened for 2 years. It was just the Freedom Caucus versus everybody, and nothing got done for anybody. And people were mad, and they were rightfully mad because everything got to a halt. And I don't agree with that.
It was just obstructionism.
It was just, you know what? You can't base your entire career in your system of principles on killing everybody else's stuff.
I would love to sit here and take, and I think what Rand Paul and Ron Johnson are doing, I've repeated this, I think they are taking a principled stand. I hate the out of control spending. Right. But I also understand that if we don't pass that bill in Washington, Greg, that is a $4.5 trillion tax increase on the American people. So the practicality of the big, beautiful bill, kind of taking what happened in, you know, Missouri to the federal level, is you have to get something to the president. And then in the aftermath of that, hopefully Republicans will have the cojones to do something that's a little bit more, you know,
well, maybe they'll
tough
work
on
with
spending.
Democrats.
Well, maybe
then,
they will,
and
but
and
also
say,
neither party, let's at least
Medicaid.
Agree, but they're not going to address Medicaid and Medicare and Social Security. That's the problem. They won't. They'll pick around the edges.
It's the third
no
rule.
One will get serious about anything else.
Yeah, I think that's right. Listen, Trump is a winner as well. Trump's presidency so far has been incredibly successful. He stopped the runaway inflation of the Biden administration. He stopped the open borders policies of the Biden 4 years administration. He is about to get this tax cut done. If he gets that done, and those three things done, and those three things only, this will go down as one of the most successful four-year presidential terms in American history. I don't think he's going to fail.
I don't think so either. I'm with Keller on that. Hang in there. We got one more segment of the Reardon Roundtable on a Friday to go. Sue is out today, but we'll have Ethan's news at 4:20. Jane, you're going to hang out for that, and we'll have a little fun with Paul Hall on entertainment. I watched a new Apple TV Plus show called Stick with Owen Wilson this week. Have you checked that out yet?
No. I was thinking of it.
Yeah, he mentioned it last week. I liked it quite a bit. If you like the game of golf, you'll like it even more because he plays a ex-professional golfer who's coaching a young kid who is quite the talent. Ed Rohde is on the panel this afternoon. He is a longtime political consultant, former press secretary for Mayor Slay. Greg Keller, Republican consultant. Let's talk about the Dome because, you know, the only time I was at the Dome during the heyday of the Rams is when I was in Milwaukee and I worked for the Packers flagship, and I came down here in that Super Bowl era and I did my show. I mean, that place was rocking. It was brand new. It was impressive. It has long since been impressive. And I've described it even yesterday with Democrat Tom Oldenburg, who's one of the members of the Board of Aldermen, as kind of creepy. I don't like being in there. It's dark. It's just hideous looking. It's gross. I don't know how any other way to put it. But we've been asking Jane for how many years now about how we're going to upgrade the Dome. We have this big chunk of money from the Rams settlement. Hey, wouldn't it be a good idea to use that? Well, they finally decided to use $54 million. It doesn't really scratch the surface. They're going to do things in the locker rooms. The Battle Hawks, Frank Cusimano will address this in an hour. That league is likely to fold. So what are we doing here?
I agree. I mean, the sad truth was the Dome was I mean, obsolete.
Hey, it's finally paid for, though.
Right.
We should say that. It's finally paid for.
But now they're all ticked off. I mean, the county and the state, you know, help pay for this Dome, and it's okay for them to say, we're done paying for it. We paid for it. If you can't maintain the Dome as the city, then you probably shouldn't have it. I hate to say it, but that Dome, I don't know what its future is. And I mean, we have a convention center. We were talking off air. I agree. Throwing a little bit of money at a bunch of different places means nothing really transforms. And this is another deal. We've been putting Band-Aids on this thing for a while now. And I'm just not sure that it's, you know, throwing good money after bad.
Well, you have a mayor who really, the new mayor wasn't even a fan of what happened at Enterprise Center. And I thought that those renovations were spectacular.
And that is paying off every day.
And it's going to continue with NCAA
but the Dome,
events.
We really ought to look at that seriously.
We get a couple of concerts. We get Beyonce. We get a tractor pull or something like that. If the UFL does fold, Ed Rohde, then what good is that building anyway?
Nothing. I mean, it was obsolete, like Jane said, when it opened in 95 with the Rams. I mean, this Dome was built for a football team, right? We don't have a professional football team. We're not going to have a professional football team. is it really worth spending this kind of money to host two concerts a year? No.
So you're kind of stuck in the middle because you can say, look, if we go all in, right, and spend the whatever $300 million that it'll take to really make it look world class, well, then what's going to actually exist in that space? Because we're not getting a football team back here. On the other side, sure, they're making the case that they have to do some of the cosmetic stuff, Greg, because you have to, because it's falling apart and they literally, it's embarrassing to be in there. But that is throwing good money after something that maybe in the end should have just been torn down. I don't know.
I totally agree. I mean, I think that maintenance on a building like that is probably somewhere in the order on the order of $25 million a year.
At least. So
all you're really doing is just it's a Band-Aid. It's enough to take care of one half of one end zone, if I had to guess. I think the bigger picture here is that this was manna from heaven. This was $250 million
right.
in Rams settlement money that the city of St. Louis received. I would have liked to have seen them to be truly strategic about this. Take that money and do one, maybe two things that were going to be paradigmatically significant for the future
Amen.
Of this city. Put all your eggs in one or two baskets. What have they done instead? They've piecemealed it out to 5 or 10 different things in relatively small dollar amounts. Much of which is like, oh, we're going to hire more staff at City Hall, or oh, we're going to give bigger pensions to the people on the Board of Aldermen, which are not going to redound to the credit of this city
Meanwhile,
in any way,
no
shape,
streets.
Or form. It is absolutely maddening, just the total lack of any coherent strategy.
Yeah, so where is the rest of that money going to go?
Well, it's sitting there, and, you know, they have to, of course, feed the nonprofit industrial complex. I mean, you know, the $50 million that they put out for tornado relief, they made sure in the bill to say that, you know, you can pay nonprofits to do capital projects
and
to do what and staff. And I'm sitting here going, you have got to be kidding me. And so, I mean, that I feel like they're taking it away from victims to pay these nonprofits. It's disgusting.
Doesn't the mayor kind of have to step up on this? Because Megan Green, that's her
that's
priority,
hers.
Right?
That's yeah. hers. I mean, she just wants to move cash to her buddies. I mean, it is no look, less craven than that.
The broader picture is downtown, right? If the Dome is not going to be truly renovated and kept in, you know, world-class form, then that's going to affect the rest of downtown.
Yes.
Look, Greg, I don't know where you were on the incentives that didn't pass for the AT&T building. I thought that those are ridiculous to give the guy that bought $3 million, $50 million or whatever they wanted to do that when you don't have a downtown that's thriving. There is no effort still to focus on downtown, say we're going to keep it safe, we're going to have a plan, we're going to move it forward. How many roundtables have we had talking about this very same damn topic, and there's
plan.
No movement?
Let me just highlight that the AT&T building in downtown St. Louis, possibly the premier A-space commercial space in all of downtown St. Louis, how much is that going for on a per square foot basis? The best building in downtown St. Louis?
Like a buck?
$4 a square
that says something right there.
Foot.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. You could buy a lean-to in Depot.
We have
in
a
Dupo
horrible
with
vacancy
that.
Rate. We have the worst vacancy rate of any city our size. I mean, but nobody wants to talk about that.
Well, this is where I think Kara's going to have to lead. And, you know, I'm not criticizing her now 6 weeks in because of the tornado and everything else. But she's not really being very vocal about what the plan is.
Well, the good news is, I will say, she has time because the money has not been spent yet. So as long as she can keep Megan Green's hands off of it, maybe there's a chance that there could be a plan.
And it's been 4 years, so I just don't see this Board of Aldermen moving, you know, to move something soon. I hope
they
wrong,
don't. I would rather them not waste it.
Ed Rohde, good to see you this week.
Good to be
seeing
you.
Been a little bit since we've even seen each other in person. We communicate all the time off the grid. Greg, thank you for coming in. Always great to see you.
Thanks,
Jane,
sir.
You had a puppy visit from my puppy Max over the weekend. We can talk about that after 4 o'clock. You're going to hang for Ethan's news because Sue Thomas is out. That puts another roundtable in the books on this Friday afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk. Thank you, gang. I appreciate it, really. Thank you so much.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast?
With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.